Chaz and AJ, Napoli Nissan of Milford News.
The Joker opens this weekend. Is it too dark? Is it worth the trip? King of the Nerds, Mitch Halleck. What do you think?
Hey, man, I got to tell you, I think it was the most depressing movie I ever saw in my life.
Is that good or bad?
The most depressing.
Besides a wedding video?
Yeah. In your life.
Yeah. When that stuff was over, I was like, I'm going to go home and I'm going to go in a dark corner for a while.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your lair.
AJ just called your wedding video potentially the most depressing.
No, stop. Now, I got to tell you.
That's not everybody, AJ.
It's a comic book movie, but honestly, it's not funny. Don't take the kids. It's a hard R for a reason. Do not take the little kids.
Hard R.
Hard R.
Yeah.
But not like Deadpool R, like serious psychological.
No, it's not a comic book.
Yeah.
It's not funny. It's serious violence, you know?
And Joaquin Phoenix sells this out of his mind, creepy, crazy person,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like you're scared when you're watching it.
Yeah, see, here's the sick thing about this. It's really hard. It's brilliantly done. It's filmed, you know, it looks great. His acting is unbelievable. He lost like 40-something pounds to play this character. He was already, you know, not a big guy to begin with, but he just looks really twisted. You know what I mean? When you see him, he's got his shirt off, and he's just all kind of crazy, and the moves he does, he's a disturbed individual. Let's just go there. The Joker is not like Cesar Romero with the mustache under the makeup.
Yeah, or Jim Carrey.
Right.
Yeah,
the Riddler.
No, none of that. None
it's
of that
not fun. Yeah.
No, he's a guy, if he was sitting next to you on the train, you'd get up and move.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
For good reason, too.
Yeah, I saw just a few clips, and it's disturbing to exactly what you just said, Mitch, where the eyes just, you're so convinced this person's capable of just slashing you with a razor.
Right.
Just for no reason.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Because it's Tuesday.
Well, see, that's the thing. It's a movie about a bad guy. I mean, I walked out of it, and my buddy goes, well, what'd you expect? They told you right in the title, Joker. It wasn't Batman or Superman. It was like, oh, no, this is the villain. So you don't go rooting for the guy. You're not, like, standing up on your seat applauding.
It's weird when you're not rooting for the star of the movie.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, that's the weird thing. I got to tell you, though, there's a lot of the social... there's messages in the movie, you know.
About what, like school shooters or whatever?
No, not that. So much to the haves and the have-nots. Like, you know how Bruce Wayne is Batman and all that. So he's, you know, rich. He's a billionaire. So the Joker is not. He's, he's a loser, really, in the show. He can't hold a job. He's just a mess. And then there's this whole understory about, hey, you know, those people are, you know, the wealthy, and look what they have, and the rest of us are just working slobs, and we don't have anything.
No, brother.
That's not right. And I guess if you want to make it right, you know what you have to do. And that's the message I'm not keen on. And I really hope that you don't get a lot of young people that go to this and go, hey, man, I'm going to do what he did, you know? I want money. I'm going to get a gun. Like, don't do that. It's a really irresponsible message. I mean, I was like, why did they make this?
Especially knowing what happened at the last Joker movie, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So not a lot of laughs. This is the first time you've done a movie review, and we've been two or three minutes in, and we have not laughed.
Not once. Well, except this wedding video.
I sat there in the movie. I go, look, I can go see Hannibal Lecter, you know, Silence of the Lambs. That's a villain, but it's not. It's over the top. You know what I mean? It's like
not disturbing. This is disturbing.
And he's also only in it for a few minutes. Not the whole movie.
Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is something that's going on all day long. I told my buddy when the movie was over, I said, if I want to watch depressing, I'll just turn the news on.
Right. Yep, exactly.
Is there a lot of murder, and is Batman in the movie?
Well, the Joker's about 40 years old, and Bruce Wayne is like a kid. So I did think about that, like, wait a minute. So when Batman finally comes Batman, he'll be 30. The Joker will be hitting 70. I'm pretty sure he could take them if that was the real story.
Right.
But is there a lot of murders? There's probably about a half dozen or so. Just realistic stuff. He's not doing exploding whoopee cushions or a flower that squirts acid out or any of that goofy, you know, gas that makes you smile. None of that stuff.
What's his weapon of choice? Gun or razor, knife, what?
A handgun.
Mm. A handgun.
Yeah.
Mitch said it like I should know that.
Yeah, really.
No, but I'm just, it's a realistic story. It's I mean, he's not got a bazooka. It's not Rambo.
Right. He doesn't have weird tools.
No.
That's what I'm saying. If he didn't have the face paint on, this would just be a movie about a killer.
Sounds like Taxi Driver.
It would be Taxi Driver. You wouldn't get any attention. So there's a weird thing, like, did they just put the Joker name on it and market it to the comic book people so they can make money? Because without that, this is just a typical story about a psycho killer.
Wow. And you know? So you leave there just feeling like, what did I just see?
I did, but I walked out and there were some teenage kids and they were all jumping up and down. And I said, what are you so happy about? They go, that was great. I go, it was? And they go, yeah, man, that movie was amazing. I go, what am I missing here? I mean, I was really, like, dumbfounded. I go, I don't get it. I just saw a movie about a guy who's got problems, and the way he solves it, he kills people. That's not cool, man.
Yeah.
But the teenage kids thought it was awesome. I'm like, what? Am I too old for this
stuff? It's scary. Yeah.
No, I want to see a Deadpool. Like, right. I want to laugh.
Exactly. Yeah. He makes it fun.
Yeah, I just want to see, I want to laugh, and I want to say, oh, wow, that was a cool action scene.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't want to leave a theater feeling disturbed.
Right.
No, and then people are talking about it. Well, see what it says, that, you know, you got to rise up, and you got to do this, and you got to become a hero to the people if you're, like, a loser, and they should unite together and overthrow the government.
Brother.
I'm like, no, stop, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, last time there was, I swear to guys, the last time there was people that felt bullied and they got together and they started using violence and rose up, I think it was like World War II, the Nazis, you know? Yeah. Like, dude, it's just, I got to tell you, Chaz, I don't know what to make of this movie. If it does really well, I don't know what that says about the society we're living in. If this makes $1 billion, it's like, is this what people want to see?
Let me ask you this. All right, so, and you kind of answered it already, but isn't this a great Halloween movie,
you know,
right?
What?
They releasing it in October.
True,
I mean, it has the Joker name on it, but it could be Jason or
Well,
you just had it come out a couple weeks ago with the clown and the Stephen King story. So there's your Halloween sign, you know, ghost story.
Yeah,
I don't know, man, because I was at New York Comic Con yesterday and everyone's asking me about the movie and, you know, did I like it? And that's the audience that's going to go see it. I mean, all the people that go to comic book conventions, they're lining up. They got their tickets already. Mm. But I don't know if John Q. Public wants to go see it.
Wow.
You know, I don't know.
It doesn't sound like you even want to go see it.
Seriously.
Like, knowing what you know now, I don't think you'd go see it.
Well, then the other thing is everyone's worried about if somebody's going to do something stupid at the theater and hurt somebody.
There's been a lot of talk of that.
Yeah.
You know, but if somebody's going to do that, honestly, they've already got problems to begin with. I don't think, you know, a movie's going to set people off. I mean, I saw Rambo. He took out 50 guys. I didn't see anybody walk out of the theater and go, hey, I'm going to go, you know, take out 50 guys.
Yeah, if you have to wait until they're 80.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Sporting chance.
That's right.
So I didn't know. I was thinking about trying to review this for you, and I was trying to make jokes out of it, but you really can't make, you can't make humor out of a movie about a guy who's just going around killing people.
There's no jokes in Joker, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not funny.
That's a great headline for a review. No jokes in Joker.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a great headline.
He just got people thinking, I want to go see this now. Like, what is he talking about?
Right.
Especially Street Pete, the guy who's been arrested more times than anyone. All of us combined.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
I want to go see this now.
In the station, actually, yes.
Yeah, not just the room. I was talking to a couple of my cop buddies about it. They weren't too thrilled. They're like, yeah, great. That's what we need.
Yeah. All right, and then you did a great review of Rambo or whatever it's called.
Grambo.
Oh yeah.
You want to do a minute?
Walmart movie.
Yeah.
Tired Blood Part One.
Yeah.
No, but I like what you said about it. Do you remember?
That you could be 72 years old and take out 50 guys from Mexico with the hand grenade. I can't remember.
No, it's kind of like you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You know? It
was, I did because you know why. You knew who the bad guys were. You didn't have to think about it.
Yeah.
They hurt Rambo's niece. They take her down to Mexico. They're doing like sex trade and drug addiction. And they beat her up and they hurt her. And Rambo wants revenge. You don't have to think about it. You just go, okay, Get them out. Take
very
care
simple.
Of
black hat, white hat, like Star Wars.
Otherwise known as
white stormtroopers, black stormtroopers.
Otherwise known as spring break.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no gray area in that one. And it was 85 minutes. It wasn't even that long. So it's like, okay, we're done. It's a cartoon.
Actually, there was only one black stormtrooper.
Yeah, I was trying to think of where you're going with that.
That was not a good analogy.
Right.
Let's act like that didn't happen.
Nothing happened yet. No.
There's no gray area, is what I mean.
Ewoks, yes. Rambo, the stormtroopers.
You wash your hair.
Thank you. Comes right out. Ewoks. Yeah. All right.
No one's standing up for the sex trade guys in Mexico. Like, hey, man, they're just trying to make a living.
Right.
Right.
Poor misunderstood people.
Yeah.
Did you have something, Andrew?
As far as the Joker performance goes, which is better, this or Heath Ledger?
Heath Ledger.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Why?
Well, because, you know what? Because he had a sense. Well, I'm just saying it was entertaining to watch.
It was.
It was entertaining to watch. This guy, like Chaz said, it's disturbing. You're like, geez, I don't want to see this guy.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Mitch.
All right, man.
All right. I think we're going to see you Monday.
Yeah.
I'm going to New York Comic Con. I'll come back with some good stories.
Awesome. Perfect. All right. Thank you, brother. King of the Nerds, Mitch Halleck. All right. We have to talk about the Joker first, and then we'll get into New York City Comic Con. Mitch Halleck, King of the Nerds, in studio.
My liege.
Yes. Hello, Chaz.
Okay, so after your review on Friday, and by the way, he's been reviewing movies on the show for probably a decade.
Yes.
And he's never given one, so he sounded pissed, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's angry.
He's a little angry. So
after you did that, I watched the trailer, and now based on that trailer, I can tell you everything that happens in this movie, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong. So this could be a spoiler if I'm right. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't seen the Joker, you want to see the Joker, I'm going to give you like 2 or 3 seconds. Turn down the radio, or
put your hands where you're going.
Turn the radio off
while you're driving. Yeah.
Well, turn if it's it off, they wouldn't know we're talking about.
This is true. Right. Okay. So here we go. This is based on the trailer that I saw.
Yes.
The Joker's a guy. Definitely has some mental issues, right?
You are correct, sir.
Loves his mother very, very much.
Don't
somehow gets into becoming a clown, right?
Yes.
Mom want him to.
He's bullied at every single turn. I mean, this guy can't almost go nowhere without being hassled.
Correctamundo.
Okay. Mm. The system fails him. He has a counselor. She never listens to anything he says. And this thing is bubbling. It's a pot that's bubbling. And then the counseling stops.
Affirmative. Right.
Okay. His mom, because I feel like she means so much to him in this like few seconds I saw in the trailer, she dies or is murdered. Something happens to her.
You are correct, sir.
Okay. And then the level of him being picked on and mocked raises to the level of like a Johnny Carson of the day.
Yes.
Mocks him on the air. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So now you're like, wow, this guy is just a powder keg ready to blow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Then he meets the young boy that would become Batman. Right?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like he has to get screwed by Bruce Wayne's dad. Somehow he's like screwed by him because that's where it becomes, I'm going to get you.
Right.
Nostradamus, right? You are right.
Now
are
you.
He has, the Joker, has a girlfriend. And I believe she is the only good thing in his life. Like his whole world is
his
people
salvation.
Just pounding him into the ground. She is the only good thing that's in his life. I feel like that's the last straw. Something happens to her. She's either killed or she dies of cancer or something happens
meets
where
Batman,
he's like,
runs off.
This world sucks.
Right.
Almost there.
Almost.
Really?
Almost. Yeah.
Miss on that one?
You're almost perfect.
Miss on that one?
Oh, she went left.
Almost bad a thousand.
You went right. She went left.
Almost bad a thousand.
Okay, so she doesn't die. Something bad doesn't happen to her. Okay.
She sleeps with Thor.
Someone Spider-Man showed up. I don't know.
Yeah,
what happened.
I saw that and how much he.
But you were going good. You go. Do you have more?
This is all from a 2 minute trailer.
Wow. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. This is why I don't watch movies. I watch the trailer and I'm like, okay,
you're
good.
Save the popcorn. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
All right. And then the only other thing I had to add to that, and I thought that was
you're almost there.
The end. He goes on that Tonight Show thing, by the way, and I feel like he does something bad there.
Oh, really bad.
Yeah, yes. I feel like he either shoots the Johnny Carson guy, kills him, right? Okay.
I didn't see anything.
Which is a bit.
Chaz did. That was Chaz.
Right.
It was a really bad
act. Then at the end of the movie, there's the setup for Batman. I'm going for Batman. Like, here's, we're getting you ready for the next
Joker
movie.
Two.
There always has to be
Joker
the, Oh my God.
Joke's on you.
What's going to happen next? Joker 2.
The punchline. It's just called Bump Bump.
There's four jokes every day.
No one knows how to write that.
How close am I?
You are like, well, you could spit and hit it.
Like you're right close.
Yeah.
95%?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that, well,
so
except
close.
For the girlfriend thing. I mean, if we were at school, so I'd round it up on the bell curve and give you the 100.
Yeah. Nice. Wow. Look at you.
Yeah. Yeah. And you forgot it was in color. You didn't mention that. It was in color. Other than that, you got everything else.
Well, really, now I'm intrigued with the girlfriend storyline because I'm like, all right, she has to die because that would be...
Well, let's
that
go
would,
to the movie.
That
Come
would
on.
Enrage him even more.
Right.
Yes.
Right? And it just seems like the whole movie is... It's a beacon to any person who's been bullied to go and do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Because, hey...
Yeah.
Can't get bullied. Like
sure.
You get bullied. Hey, take
Don't
a gun
try
and
to
like,
deal with it. Don't
make it right.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah,
tough it out. Forget that. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I was so cranky the other day. I was like, because I have kids,
right?
And they're grown up now. But you still, you're like, hey man, we all got picked on.
Yeah.
You just gotta keep going. You don't
right.
just go. Well, that's it.
That's it.
I'm yeah. taking a law in my. No, yeah. No, yeah. No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no. You go and eat Twinkies and. Get upset or drink or you know,
play video games. Yep.
Play video games.
Exactly.
Listen to the radio.
Yeah.
Take that.
Yeah. Mitch's revenge has been to become king of the nerds.
That's right. Like, I got all those guys.
Oh, you want to bring your kids to a comic book convention, huh? You have to get through me.
You're
going to
pay high prices now. Man.
You jocks, I'll get you someday.
No family plan for you.
You get the cheerleader and I get Captain America.
I get the bank account.
But I'm
who's laughing all the way to the bank now?
Have we gotten any buzz on this? I mean, I know it made $93 million or whatever.
Yeah,
I know
a lot
it broke
of money.
An October record
yes.
for box office.
Yeah.
But do we know what's the feedback from
the
internet world or whatever on the movie? Are they liking
it? It's definitely mixed. I read some people like, you know, they knew what they were getting into, just like you said. And a lot of people walked out. And then they go, well, you know, why do I need to see this? You know, I already know that. I don't need to know everything about the Joker. It's kind of cool that there's some mysterious, like Darth Vader. Remember they showed you?
Yeah.
Hey, he's just a whiny little punk. You're like, oh, did I need to see that? Really?
Right.
Yeah, just let it alone.
They should show Darth Vader, you know? They
yeah.
show like early days of Darth Vader.
You don't want to see Jaws as
on the
a
playground,
little tiny
like that.
Fish.
They
yeah,
have
yeah,
done
they,
that.
Yeah.
Oh, but you're thinking a kid on a playground
exactly.
with a black helmet.
Exactly, right. Running around.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, bad.
Yeah.
Oh, bad.
Yeah.
I lost my
he has a puffer.
Inhaler. Yeah. My
like he can't compete in gym class because he's got
the cape.
Yeah.
Lifesaver.
I don't want to be skins. I want to be shirts.
But no, to your point, yeah, not everybody's like coming out there positive, thumbs up, no Rotten Tomatoes, 100%, none of that nonsense.
Right.
You know, people.
Yeah,
like,
it's 70% right now. The
yeah.
audience score is 90%.
Well, yeah.
But see, this is...
again, what is that?
A lot of people who like the superhero... thing
genre
is are mostly
what
I don't
say
know
it.
I probably shouldn't say this but
say it. I'm right here
the people Nerds. Who weren't in the cliques the people who weren't considered
hey.
The cool kids
what?
Who like somewhere secretly
my mom likes me
would love it if they somehow got superpowers
they're
and can avenge
yeah.
these people
yeah. well
in their mind the people who bully them are the super villains
right.
of their mm-hmm. lives and mm-hmm. to see this kid yeah. go through all this and then like exact revenge you know it's like yeah that
seems
pretty
does,
cool to me
yeah, well,
you know?
Yeah I guess that would be it. I didn't think of it that way.
But
if
not,
I had superpowers, I'd be naked, invisible.
Wow. Wow.
I was going to say naked, I stopped.
You
but
said
I,
naked.
I, but
naked.
You'd have
you
to be.
You said naked.
If I'm naked right now. You can't see me below the waist.
I'm naked man.
That's right. Only AJ can see.
Naked man.